This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pledged that the world body would not give up on ending Russia's war in Ukraine and would scale up support to the Ukrainian people. During a joint press conference in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Guterres said this war must end and peace must be established in line with the Charter of the United Nations and international law. The two leaders met for 90 minutes at Zelensky's office in Kyiv. During his comments, Guterres also said, "I want the Ukrainian people to know that the world sees you, hears you, and is in awe of your resilience and resolve." Zelensky said he believes the UN is making making Ukraine a priority, and he thanked Guterres for what he called a clear, straightforward position. NATO has said it would warmly welcome Finland and Sweden as members should they consider applying. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said if the two European states go through with an application, it would not take long for their memberships to be made official.
We are in dialogue with Finland and Sweden, and it's their decision. But if they decide to apply, Finland and Sweden will be warmly welcomed and expect the process to go quickly.
Stoltenberg's remarks came as public support in Finland and Sweden for NATO membership mounts in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Media speculation in the two countries suggests the two might apply in mid-May. Stoltenberg also warned Russia against bullying the two nations into not applying.
When Russia tries in a way to threaten to intimidate Finland and Sweden from not applying, it just demonstrates how Russia is not